just passed a booth selling Old Smoky Tennessee Moonshine, the smells of Krispy Kreme donuts and Bojangles fried chicken mixed together, right before you come across North Carolina's largest health insurance company. Welcome to the Bank of America 500.
We're ready to start it up. Healthcare 500 going down here in just a few short seconds.
The Healthcare 500 is what Blue Cross Blue Shield called the game show it hosted in an area where fans hung out before the race.
You cannot be denied health insurance due to a pre-existing medical condition. Is that A, true, or B, false?
Okay, sure, it wasn't the most exciting game at the Speedway, but people played to get free swag and win a chance to meet NASCAR driver Jimmy Johnson at a later race. A recorded message from Johnson greeted them.
This is an important time for all of us. Healthcare is changing, and it will be different for everyone.
Next year, most Americans will be required to get health insurance or pay a penalty. And this month, online marketplaces opened up where you can shop for coverage. Both changes are part of the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, and both create an opportunity for insurance companies to find new customers.
Well, you know, you think about NASCAR racing, all walks of life, you know, everything from corporate executives to everyday Americans really enjoy auto racing. And so we kind of look at this as a pretty broad demographic mix for us.
That's Michael Parkerson, Vice President of Marketing for Blue Cross. Parkerson says his company will set up at other sports events too, like Panthers and Bobcats games. At the Speedway, Blue Cross estimated about 200 people got insurance quotes. One of them was Tony Knowles.
Everyone has to get insurance right now, and what a better place to do it at the racetrack where you're having fun and everybody's calm and you're not going to reach across the table and slap somebody for giving you an outrageous estimate.
Knowles has been on Medicaid and may still qualify for it, but she wants to check her options. She was with her fiancé, who drank a beer as an agent walked them through the process.
This plan, we can click View Plan Details.
The agent pulls up a mid-level plan that would cost Knowles $40.93 a month.
That includes a possible subsidy of $271.
The subsidy is based on Knowles' low income. The result is a plan Knowles says she can afford.
Cool deal. $40.93, that's not bad at all.
She trades contact information with the agent and says she'll get back in touch about buying a plan. First, she has a race to watch. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk at the Charlotte Motor Speedway.